And your microphone's on.
And you are bad. Now everybody knows it.
Well, we've got questions about a balloon loan type modification.
It's a live show. It's a live show.
Bankruptcy. We're going to start with Scott, who's calling in for his father. Good morning, Scott. Welcome to the program.
Hey, morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right, good deal. I'm calling in for my dad. He's up in Prescott Valley. And he's been behind before on his mortgage. And the whole thing ever since he bought the place has been an issue. But we finally got refinanced into this one mortgage company. And we've been doing okay for it. And then about April, for the past 3 years, they always come back and say that he doesn't have, like, their insurance or something, and they start adding their insurance costs on to the payments, thus making payments he's been making late. And he's getting frustrated with it. I'm getting frustrated myself with it. And I was just wondering, what would be the best way to try to refinance it or...
Yeah, Harold, what do you think? Yeah. I think Harold's got enough for you here.
Okay, so when you say they're adding insurance to the payment, are they talking about the homeowner's insurance?
Yeah, like homeowner's insurance or insurance for the house itself.
Okay, so the very first thing to do is to make sure that that the mortgage company has all the proper contact information with your insurance company, because what's supposed to happen is the only reason the mortgage bank would add insurance to the payment or to the loan is because they feel like there's either not insurance on the property or it's insufficient insurance. And I think that might solve the issue as far as them reporting hassling you about late payments on it. If it's because of a forced place insurance.
They place it because they think what you have is insufficient. Or they have no documentation, you have any at all.
Right. That's what it sounds like to me at first.
Me too.
That would be the only reason for them to add. It should be the only reason for them to add insurance to the mortgage payment. So I think that might be the place to start. And that might resolve the issue all on its own right then. It could just be an issue of miscommunication on the insurance.
And Scott originally got to us on Facebook, and we got back to him and said, hey, we need a little bit more information. So then he called in 1-888-767-4348. We were able to get the rest of the question. Hopefully, Scott, that helps. Scott, if you want to go into more detail, call Harold.
Give me a call, 602-595-1233.
And let's go to Jason in Avondale. Jason?
Yes, how are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question was, I had my first mortgage. Actually had two, but the questions in regards to the first, almost lost the house a few times, and then they actually modified my first loan for me. And originally I owed, say, $180. They dropped it down to $160, and then they had the interest rate fixed for 30 years at 5%. And then they took an additional $35,000 due at the end of 30 years. So they rewrote the loan for $125,000, a total of $125,000 fixed for 5%, at 5% for 30 years. And then someone told me that they weren't allowed to put that amount on the back end of the loan like they did, and wasn't sure if that was correct or not.
Well, if it was part of the modification agreement, the idea behind it was to make your payment more affordable at the time that it was happening. So in a lot of cases, we have seen where the principal reduction that they agreed to in the modification was not a full-on forgiveness of the principal. It was, we'll calculate a new payment based on a lower amount, but you still owe us this money, so we'll just put it on the back. The idea behind that then is then when the market recovers, and as the property value goes up, when you sell the house, you pay off the full amount, that you originally borrowed. And, it doesn't sound like there would be an issue with adding principal onto the back, or is basically deferring principal that you've paid along the way.
Everybody got pretty creative in trying to make these things work. It seemed like there were a lot of people who just could never get their bank's attention. I want to talk more about that. We're going to be breaking Bacon here for Bottom of the Hour News. But, boy, there's been a lot of frustration. I know of a true story where a bank kicked a family out of the house wrongfully. You know that family ended up getting that bank to buy them a complete new house debt-free?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I was amazed. This is a personal friend of mine. So, but the state actually has grant money, read giveaway money, that can be used to help you prevent a foreclosure or short sale.
There is. And
I don't want to go into detail with it now. I'm teasing them that that's what we're going to talk about the next break. But there is grant money to help you to do that.
There's a lot of it, and very few people know about it, and it's a significant amount of money. You have to know about it.
It's one of the best-kept secrets to helping people do the right thing. I mean, I know that friend that was cheated out of a house, and then the bank made good on it. I also know people that when the market went down, walked out of their homes with perfectly good credit, perfectly capable of making the payment, went across the street, bought a comparable house for half what their current encumbrance was, and just suffered the consequences of the credit. And I don't think that was the right thing to do. That was a dirty play. It happened a lot. Hey, folks, when we get back, it's Rosie on the house. We're going to be talking about foreclosure and short sale prevention.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.